Leslie. I'm a writer and mom of three living in the Bay Area. I love talking about creativity, motherhood, and tech and how they fit together. It's Little Things, the podcast for women who never want to stop learning. Everyone, if you're new here, I'm Kosley. I'm the host of Little Things. If you've been listening for a while, you may have wondered where in the heck I've been. It looks like I haven't posted a new episode since early June, nearly 3 months ago. When I was usually sharing a new show every week, this was probably a bit of a surprise, and I'm really sorry if it was frustrating or annoying. There's a couple reasons why the show was paused. One, my computer. I was having a bunch of tech issues, so I bought a new computer, and I've been figuring that out. And two, honestly, I just lost steam. We went on vacation for a couple weeks at the end of June, and on that vacation, I took a full break from social media and the podcast, like no Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and it was amazing, and then I couldn't find it in my heart to get back on. So it was honestly just a great time to take a break before having our fourth baby that was due in August. So, of course, I was super pregnant in July and half of August, and I go through weeks of prodromal labor before actually having my babies. So, and it just kind of wears me out. So, I spent a lot of time laying on my side, drinking water, and timing contractions half of July and into August. But I did have my baby. He was born August 12th in Oakland. It was a Sunday morning, and I started having contractions around 7 a.m., They gradually progressed throughout the day, and we went to the hospital at 4 to meet the doula, got in to triage, found out there weren't any delivery rooms available, ended up hanging out in triage for 2.5 hours in hardcore labor, basically just standing between the hospital bed and the monitoring station with the heartbeat monitor on my belly in a lot of pain. I was a 6'7" when we checked in, so after about an hour, I mean, it was really intense, and then my water broke in triage too, so I kind of just was sitting on a chair, breathing very deeply in silence with my doula and husband there, and just trying not to be angry that we were sitting in triage, but ended up being great. Because we got a room, I got wheeled in there, and like 10 minutes later, I had my baby. Like, I felt the urge to push, and then I had my baby, and ended up not having epidural, which is something I wanted to try, and it went great. So all in all, it all worked out, and the baby's doing great. He's super healthy and so sweet. We love him so much, and we're just adjusting to life as a family of six. So thank you so much for being here after I literally ghosted my own podcast. And I'm so excited to be recording again, kind of between nursing and napping, baby naps. I honestly have had to, I'm sure I'll have to pause this several times to nurse and like get a crying baby. But we're doing it. And I am going to honestly try to carve out time consistently to keep recording these because I really miss doing it and miss that back and forth that we have on Instagram. I love this podcast. So thank you so much for sharing and downloading, and continue subscribing and sharing with your friends and family. So let's do some updates. Since it's been a while, I'm going to run down a bullet list. So as far as work, I just wrapped up 3 freelance writing projects right before I had the baby. I was writing articles for Medium.com and Harvard Business Review for a client named Whitney Johnson. I was also working on a website redesign with Becca Klassen, who is a lettering and stop motion artist. You can follow her on Instagram at Becca Klassen. Her stuff is amazing. And I was also working on blog posts for the Munchkin baby brand, their company blog, which I write a couple blog posts each month for. But I scheduled a maternity leave from August to October for myself, so I'm not taking any more projects on until late September, early October. I did write a couple articles this week, or finish them up for Munchkin, but those are low-key, and I'm totally in that like baby realm. So writing about that stuff is no big deal for me right now. I'm totally in it and enjoying writing. So, but I feel really good about kind of setting aside that time where I'm telling people that I'm taking the time off. And I've heard from a couple of people that I'm excited about potentially working with, and it's been a little hard to say like, hey, we gotta just get back in touch in October, but I think it's worth it to kind of set aside that time. So I'm totally 100% by the time I'm working again, and I feel really lucky to be able to do that, to take that time off and for that to be okay. So for things I'm loving this week, number one is paternity leave. My husband is home and it is wonderful. He takes care of the three older boys and I take care of the baby. And also our oldest son is recovering from a tonsillectomy he got 7 days ago, which means the last couple days have been extra hard. I guess day 5 through 7 is supposed to be the worst. He got his adenoids out too. And we're giving medication around the clock every 3 hours. So we have to get up during the night with him, which obviously I'm not doing that. I'm already getting up with a newborn. So my husband's doing that. And I'm just so grateful he can be home and that his job offers paternity leave, because we don't have family nearby. And it just made all the difference for him to be home with us. Okay, the other thing I'm loving is, and you guys know this, I love The Bachelor, and The Bachelor in Paradise has been on. The finale was so good, and it's totally my guilty pleasure, and it's been so fun watching that while nursing. The other show I've been watching, or just finished on Netflix, was Great News. I really loved that. Kind of feels like 30 Rock, and I think Tina Fey is one of the executive producers, so that's called Great News. Really funny. And I've been reading Ramona Quimby, age 8, with my oldest. So fun. I love that we're like now in the chapter book realm. We can read longer stories together. And he totally gets it and can read himself. The other thing I'm loving is afternoons at the park. When you have a newborn, you're kind of home a lot. The day and nights kind of blend together, and it's been really nice. I've been getting out every afternoon and hanging out at the park. I lay out a huge blanket and I let the three other boys kind of run wild, take a bunch of food, and I end up having to nurse and change diapers, but at least I'm out in the sun and getting fresh air. I tend to start feeling a little bit like I'm suffocating after a few weeks of being home with a newborn, so that has been really great, getting out. And the last thing I'm loving is, and this is something I have mentioned before, I believe, but I've really wanted to find a way to avoid going to get my hair cut. I do not like going to salons. I feel like it's really expensive and always a little uncomfortable, even if the person is really nice. I don't really like hairstyle. I don't like the chit-chat of in a salon. I love small talk in general, but for some reason when I'm getting my hair cut, I just want to like read, but I feel awkward doing that, and I just don't love going, and like it takes so much time to set an appointment and then drive there and then do the appointment. It's just a lot to figure out the logistics. So I actually found someone who can come to my house to cut my hair. I'm so excited. They're actually coming in like an hour. And so I don't have to go and get it. And the other day I had this huge desire to go and cut my hair off upstairs, and I'm really grateful I didn't. I pulled back, and then I asked on Facebook if anybody knew of someone who would come to my house, and someone did, like in a local private Facebook group of moms, and this person is coming and I can't wait, and I don't even know if the haircut I'm getting is going to look good on me. It's probably not, but I don't even care. I just really want to change, and I'm just so happy that someone's coming to my house to do it. So anyway, I will let you know how that goes. And if you live in the area and it ends up going great, I will give you the name of the hairstylist who's coming over. So I have been reading a lot while I was, you know, in the third trimester. And even after I had the baby, I read in the hospital. And then in the nights when I wake up, I don't watch anything. I try to read on my Kindle and keep it dim so I can go back to sleep easily. And I have been so lucky, and I keep finding books that I love. It's been so great. Like, it'll just be a random book that is recommended on Libby, or I see on a recommended list through my local library, and I just keep getting all these great books. So I'm just going to list them off and hopefully I can put together a list somewhere, maybe on my blog or just on Instagram, of these books. So the books are Lucky Boy, Hello Universe, Everything Happens for a Reason, I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter, Lincoln and the Bardo, Circe, Glitter and Glue. Oh, there's more, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But if you've read anything amazing, I would love to hear what you're reading, because I'm always looking for book recommendations. You can suggest through DMs or like in a comment on Instagram. My handle is @KosWriter, KosWriter. Or you can email me at koslycummings@gmail.com and I'll add it to my Libby Reader. I love, love listener book recommendations. That's it for this episode of Little Things. If you'd like to rate Little Things in iTunes, I would love that. Also, share this podcast and episode with your best friend or sister. If they don't know how to download a podcast under their phone, help them download Pocket Cast and subscribe to Little Things. Just think of how happy you'll make them the next time they have to wash dishes or work out, and they remember there's a new episode to listen to. I'm Kosley with Little Things. Talk soon.